Thank you, Jesus. You know, you have. I think the mic's up for the people that are using my lapel mic, so you better turn me down or everybody will leave. Thank you. That's better. Thank you. A little bit more. Thank you. Thank you. That's good. That's good. Thank you. You know, that. Have you ever had like a song that really rings you, that really moves your heart? That song just really moves my heart. Amen. It just touches me. I never hear it. I hear it all the time. Every time I hear it, there's tears that run through from my eyes. You know, I was a man before that never cried. But after Jesus came in my heart, I can't stop crying. Hallelujah. Because he's so good. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. And today, you know, he's laid this thing in my heart and I just couldn't get rid of it. You know, it was the word behold. You know, in the Greek, behold, it comes from the Greek word ike. It's spelled I-K-E, but it's not ike, like our icky. It's ike, and it means to see. But one of the definitions of in the Webster's Dictionary is to witness something remarkable. So every time we hear the word behold, God wants to show us something. He wants to reveal something to us. He wants to show us something that sometimes we just skip over and we miss. Amen. You know, it's just like in Isaiah chapter 7, verse number 14, it says, therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, witness something remarkable. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, being interpreted, God with us. And when I was thinking about this, behold, witnessing something remarkable, the Lord took me to John chapter 1, verse number 29, where the Word of God says, behold, John saw Jesus, he said, Jesus, when he saw Jesus, he said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Amen? And that's what I want to speak to you about this morning is, behold the Lamb. We're going to look at the Lamb, the Lifter, and the Life. Can we just bow our heads and ask God to bless the preaching and teaching of His Word? Father, we gather together again today to worship You, to exalt You, to exhort Your name, Father God. And Lord, we've gathered to hear Your Word. So Father, I pray right now, I bind every obstacle and every that the adversary tries to bring in to hinder the reception of Your Word today, Father God. I thank You that You sent Your Word here to edify, to encourage, and to comfort the hearers that have gathered here today. And Lord, I ask You, Father God, to speak through me this morning. May the words that proceed out of my mouth be from You and not from me. And when all is said and done, You'll receive the glory, You'll receive the honor, and You'll receive the praise. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. You know, when I was thinking about the Lamb, you know, he's a spotless lamb. He's a perfect lamb. And the Word of God says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 19, you know, he says that we were cleansed, that we were redeemed by the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. You know, I think it's like the prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 53, verse number 5 and 6. He says that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. But in verse 6, he says, all we like sheep have all gone astray to each our own way, and the Lord laid upon him the iniquity of us all. So as we're celebrating the Lamb today, we're recognizing Jesus Christ. I find it interesting in Revelation chapter 5, verse number 11, the Revelator says this. In verse 11, he says, and I beheld, witness the remarkable, okay? I beheld, and I heard the voice of the many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, such as in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I say, a blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever. This Lamb that we recognize on earth, that John recognized, he's celebrated in heaven and he's to be celebrated in our lives. But one of the things that the Lord was speaking to my heart about the Lamb of God, is he was the lifter. He said, Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of this world. Now he lifts it. He lifts it off. He just doesn't cover it up. He removes it. So look what, in 1 John, many don't have Bibles, so I'm just going to scoot through, just write notes. In 1 John chapter 3, verse number 5, the Word of God says, And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him was no sin. I was visiting my brother Bill and Cody on this week, and he was sharing with me in the Old Testament how the lamb that was going to be sacrificed was wrapped in swaddling clothes to protect the lamb from blemish. So when he went to the altar to be sacrificed, there wasn't bruised or he wasn't scarred. He was a perfect lamb. And when you find Jesus wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger, he was a man that knew no sin. He became sin that knew we no sin that we might become his righteousness.
He became sin who knew no sin that we might become his righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Yeah. Jesus Messiah. Name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel. He's a ransom for sinners. He's a rescue from heaven. Jesus Messiah, the Lord of all.
You know, it's just, when I think of that song just came into my heart. He became sin that knew no sin, that we could become his righteousness. Hallelujah. That perfect lamb that was slain on that cross. You know, the writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 9, he says, But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Amen. You know, the Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You know, God's love is poured out. It's poured out even in a manger. It was poured out on the cross. But in John chapter 3, verse number 15, the Word of God says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believeth in him should not perish, but would have everlasting life. For God sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God cares about every last one. You see, he is the perfect lamb that was slain, and he is the lifter of our sins. Amen. He took our sins on the cross of Calvary for you and I. But he's also the life. Jesus said this in John chapter 14, verse 6. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come to the Father but by me. My good deeds, my good works, nothing's going to bring me to him except Jesus Christ alone. Amen. You know, when I was looking at this text in John chapter 1 and verse 35 and 36, we find there's a couple of disciples. When John came to him, he said, Behold the Lamb, and they heard him and they followed Jesus. Because Jesus was the way. That Jesus was the only way. Amen. And the question that God would pose before you and I is, who or what are you following? He is the only way. He is the truth. Jesus said, then you shall know the truth, and it's the truth that shall make you free. You know, it's when we find that we hear the words of God, howbeit the Spirit of truth, when it comes, it shall reveal all truth. And this is the truth, that He is the way and He is the truth and He is the life. He came that we might have life more abundantly. Amen. He gives abundance of life. You know one thing about my salvation? I'm not waiting till I die and go to heaven or the trumpet sounds and I go to heaven. My life in Christ Jesus is now. I'm living the abundance of life now. I'm living the abundance of life now, and I'll live the abundance of life forever. Because I'm following the way. I'm following the truth. And I'm following the life because He did it for you and I. Amen. This just isn't about a baby in a manger. Amen. We're celebrating the baby in a manger because of what He grew up and what He did. That He was the Word made flesh. And He dwelt among us. What does He say? We beheld, witness the remarkable, the glory of the only begotten, full of grace and truth. Amen. You know, the Bible says this, guys. The Bible says, for by grace you are saved by faith. That not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. There is nothing I can do to earn this gift. God loved you and I so much. Before you were ever formed in your mother's womb, the Lord knew you by name. And He has a plan in every life of every last one in this room. And there's no accident that you're here today. God purposed for you to be here today because He wants you. He desires you. He has a plan for your heart and life, and He will not give up. It isn't over till it's over. Hallelujah. So in closing today, all the Lord's saying to you and I today is simply this. Hey, He is the perfect Lamb. Amen? He is the perfect Lamb. He is the lifter of your sins and my sins. He'll take them right off of us, and He'll give you and I life. Hallelujah? Because the Word of God says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen? For confession is made unto salvation. Amen? To everyone that believes. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Short message. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're thankful, Father God, for your word. We're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do today. Father, your word declares that no one comes to the Father but by the Son, and no one comes to the Son unless the Father draws them. And I thank you that you've drawn each and every one here today to hear from you. So Lord, as their children come and minister to us, Father God, the Greatest Freedom Ministries, children ministry, they're going to teach you and show you from a different perspective. Probably from one we've never heard before, maybe. From the eyes and the mouths of the animals that were gathered. So, Father, Lord Jesus, I pray your blessings. And Father God, we'll never cease to give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.